We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build. This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves, no matter where they came from. Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
I'm
it.
I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Hey, you guys, it is your co-host, Justine Mader, coming back to you live with another amazing interview. I have Nikki Saunders with us today. The Nikki Saunders is
hey.
In the house.
What's up, people?
Oh, I am so stoked. Her energy and her just authentic soul is so inspiring. And I'm so grateful that she shares it with the world and she gets to share a bit of it with us today, you guys. Nikki, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Oh, it's been busy, but it's been so good. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes with overwhelm, I just shared with Nikki that I'm a mom and I have kids. And sometimes with the overwhelm, it's really hard to let people into what's going on in your life. You feel like it's too vulnerable, it's too much, it's too messy, right? And it's not
Facts.
Perfect. How do you get through some of those things? And for those of you that don't know Nikki, she is the raw and real authentic queen of queens. And so I'm going to make sure to get all of the gold out of her on these topics. So Nikki, how do you get over that?
I just don't care. Like for the simple fact... Yes, I have to keep it simple because I think people think it's a very complex, like step one, you go through this situation and then you realize this and then you go, no, like, I think I'm big on believing that we were put on this world for a purpose and that there shouldn't be necessarily fear or insecurities that take over that when there are people who really need us. Right. So like our message, our appearance, our just raw and organic self is needed because there's somebody who is like, how do I do this? Or what do I do about this? Or how do I create this? And if we are hiding from it, then we're actually doing a disservice for the reason why we're here. So I'm real big on just like, you're gonna love me or you're not. And that's okay because I'm not for everybody. Mm-hmm. So here I am.
There was a saying, and there's so many points in that gold that you just dropped. There's so many points, but the first one I want to share is there is a saying, I love peaches. And even though I'm in Minnesota, I love peaches, but it said you could be the world's best peach and some people will still hate peaches.
Mm. Talk
and
about it.
It's like, well, wow, I really love peaches, but man, if someone's got their, yeah, maybe they're a banana person, that's okay. But like, it was just one of those things where you can be all this and that and the other thing, and it still may not be what somebody else needs.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't like everything. Like as human beings, we don't like everything. So we can't expect other people to like everything because we don't, right?
And we're not meant to, I think, right?
No. I mean, yeah. Think about it in a personal standpoint. Like we ain't for everybody. You know what I mean? Like
not exactly.
We're not for everybody. So why do we think that's different when it comes to like our brand, our business and stuff like that? It's not. It's a relationship. We're still connecting with people in some way, shape or form. So we're not going to be meant for everybody.
And it's okay. It's okay. The second point that I had to talk about was, this was something that happened to me personally, and I want to share this story with you and with the show because it was everything that you just shared in that point. I'm afraid that somebody somewhere someday won't do what they're called to do because I didn't do it today.
See?
And that's actually like one of my greatest, that is like literally my greatest fear. It's not of drowning. It's not of sharks. I mean, I want to skydive someday. Like we all know those things, but like not actually doing what I'm called to do today could significantly impact many tomorrow. Like not letting my drop of water create the ripples it's supposed to, you know, there may not be the wave someday that was supposed to be created. Like when you think at that level, and that's how you operate, Nikki, I can sense that, I can feel that. And that's totally present in your brand. how do you intentionally take on every single day? You're rocking your podcast, you're killing your content, you're impacting people's lives. What gets you out of funks? If you get in a funk, how do you get out of that funk and be like, yeah, I got to pursue this. My purpose is calling. I'm here for it. I'm doing this. But we don't always feel like it. And I know there's moments for you too. How do you get out of your funks?
I think it's always creating different pockets so I don't stay in that funk, right? So like throughout the day, like I always have like my morning routine, and then I'll do work for a bit, and then I have a pocket to just to chill, and then I'll do work, and then I have another pocket to do all these different things. So within those pockets, I may feel a bit like crazy here and there, mm-hmm. but I know in a few minutes I have to do something else. Like I'm the type that I have to stay busy. And so it doesn't allow me to stay in one place of thinking about something over and over again, because I'm on to the next. Like I think in the beginning of COVID, that was very hard to adjust to, because now we home, right? Heck, normally, yes. I was traveling all over the place, but now we home. And so I had to figure out what were my pockets of things to do in every hour, every 2 hours, so that if something does go wrong, I think of a quick solution real quick. If I can, I got to go to the next one and then revisit it. So it's always about pockets for me. It's always about that there's something else more important. You can either dwell on here or we can get to the next thing all day, which is then always driving me to the big picture as some way, shape or form, because I don't do anything throughout my day that doesn't get me to the big picture.
Ooh, that already leads into the next question. How do you say no to the things that don't honor you? Like in your course, so many people are people pleasers. I'm a recovering people pleaser. Yep. Man, that's a tongue twister.
It is.
How do you make sure to stay aligned and pursue only the things that are taking you to the next step? Because, you know, so many people get distracted and they're like, man, I can't get there. But it's because they're allowing other things to come into their life in different micro, you know, small things, but they're really the game changers. How do you stay aligned and keep saying no to the things that don't serve you without feeling, you know, apologetic?
So I'm big on no, but it wasn't always like that, right? So mm-hmm. I think it always has to deal with life experiences, especially the type of person I am. I always have to learn the hard way, right? Yes. So for me, I was in the Navy for about 9 years. So that was all about serving.
Thank you for your service. My father's a naval veteran as well.
Hey.
So go Navy, beat Army. Always a good thing. I love my other vets too, but there's something about the
Navy. Something about the Navy, I promise you. But I'm been big and still very big on serving, right? But at the same time, like, we are already put in multiple positions, whether it was our past, whether it's a 9-to-5, whether it's whatever we do with our business, that there is something that we already don't want to do, but we have to do it, right? So that just can't be the theme throughout the day, the month, the year. Like, there has to be a point where, okay, for this, I know I have to, but the rest, I have to have some kind of happiness. I have to have some kind of fun. I have to have some kind of freedom. And if you don't match that, I have to say no. And that you either respect that or you don't, right? And I'm cool with saying no. For a bit, I've been saying no because everybody's like, yo, do this for me, do that for me, you know, take on my brand. And I'm like, no, it doesn't align. I have to do this already. It's mm-hmm. not for a check. I don't move off of money, yeah. right? At all. Like, I'm big on, if I focus on what I really want to do, the money's going to come regardless. Ooh, right. It may take longer, mm-hmm. but if you think of it, it's not hard to make money. It's probably the expectation of how much money you want to make. We can make a dollar. We can make a quarter.
And the money's out there. It's, what are you going to do to bring it into your life? Are you going to allow it to come into your life? Are you going to say no to the things that are temporary when you're building a legacy for a lifetime? You know, it's those kind of questions, and operating at that level, like you're saying, where, you know, you're okay with it either way, you know, whether they like it or not. this just doesn't fit in what I've got going on. And that's, again, it's okay. And to feel, you know, there's so many gurus and digital people, you know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, but mm-hmm. for you to stand there real as day and be like, hey, I love you. I love what you're doing, but it's just not something I am able to do at this time. So, you know, kill it, rock it out of the park, but just know I'm your big support. I won't be in on it.
But, and the crazy thing is when you say no, you make yourself exclusive.
That's powerful too. You're showing them how to value their time as well, mm-hmm. because you're honoring, you're setting an example. So with that in mind, moving forward, you know, 2020 was heck of a year. You weren't able to be on the road. Nobody's on the road. Everyone's stuck at home. I would love to know how you analyzed and pivoted your business, because you went big on virtual opportunities. Mm-hmm. People are still, I feel like, kind of scared to jump on that boat because it's mm-hmm. still kind of new, you know? How was that experience for you kind of embarking on that new turf? What was that like?
I think it was for me, I already put priority to digital, mm-hmm. right? I already saw everybody was on social media, yeah. maybe not as addictive as they become in 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was already something that people go to every single day, right? Mm-hmm. So then when COVID hit, and everybody was home, everybody was on their phone, and they needed content, they needed entertainment, motivation, or education, depending on what your brand is, right?
Yeah.
Now it's about how do I take a in-person experience and make it into a virtual as much as we can and make it relatable, because people are not always going to have the studio vibe. Not everybody's going
studio vibe. If you can't see this on video, guys, she's got the essence. She's got the all of it. She's got it all.
Appreciate it. But like, not everybody's going to do it. So you have to have a balance of how do you connect with your audience during this time? So that means you may have to grab your phone and create content. You may have to hit, you know, your stories. You may have to create a reel from your phone. Then you may have to, you know, set it up to where they're getting an experience, and you may have to do an in-home studio of some way, shape, or form. You're going to have to invest, because if you were the people that really went in during the times that people needed it, then once this is done, they're always going to check for you, because like I said, social media is a big relationship. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. So in the times that they were down and uncertain and didn't know what to happen and needed out of reality, and you showed up with your content, with your brand in any way, shape, or form, whether it was super raw or whether it was kind of studio like, you were there every single day. They appreciate that, because there was a lot of brands that went ghost. There was a lot of people because they didn't have their stylist, their makeup art, their regular studio. They went ghost for a very long time, and it was hard for them to transition. Mm-hmm. So it was those people that picked up their phone. It was those people that got like a regular headphone and just created content on a regular basis that they were like, I'm a rock with you, because every single day that I wasn't sure about the outside life, I know when I reached inside my phone, my laptop, I knew I was going to feel a sense of relief or a sense of light. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, because you were there for me every single day.
Oh, that's so huge. And how many of us, you know, were tempted not to show up and not pick up the phone. One of my favorite things as a mom is my Bluetooth headphones. And that's the best way for me to do content when I'm on the go. And so it's so, I love that you shared that, because that was something that there are times where I'm like, heck, who's going to watch this TikTok? And then there's one person that comments and says, hey, this made my day. And it's
there's always one. Oh, that's the thing.
Yes. And but even if you don't, you know, maybe for the person that doesn't comment, you know what? It's okay. You don't have to, but we sure appreciate when you do, because it helps us fulfill our purpose. It helps us continue to show up you know, unapologetically for you every single day. So no, I loved how you shared that. So when you're going on all these different platforms, how are you creating an omnipresence? That's something that I'm super nerdy about and I love seeing from people. But I would love to know, how have you established, or do you have a favorite platform?
I do. Instagram is my favorite platform, right?
That's a jam.
Okay. That's good always my thing. I pay attention to all the features and everything like that, but I'm very big on repurposing when the time is right. Mm. So like, I have the podcast, right? Yes. And I was trying to figure out, okay, how do I keep my main thing, the main thing, but still have this new idea, this new love for me? Like, how do I make that present everywhere else? Right. Mm-hmm. So it was taking the idea and putting it on Instagram first. Right. Seeing how the audience felt and everything like that, and then repurposing it everywhere. So repurposing it on Facebook and seeing how the audience would take with that. Once I saw that there was a audience over there, I created a whole live show over there, repurposed that, put it on YouTube, right?
Ooh, yes.
And
yes.
So all the live forms and the clips from what we were already creating over here was over there now, mm-hmm. right? And then realizing there was a demand for more. Yeah. And so we then take the audio and created the podcast, right? So I'm big on repurposing, creating, staying where your main one is, because the thing is, there's so many different platforms now,
yes.
right? That you go, you jump from one to the next, to the next, to the next, right? And you leave your audience from your main one alone because you're trying to chase the next audience, right? But these were your day ones. These were the ones that were sharing before anybody else or commented or liked before anybody else, right?
Yeah.
So I'm big on keeping the main one, the main one. So even with like my lives, like I'll go on IG live, but then I'll repurpose it and make it into IGTVs or reels or something like that. Yeah. Like I make my main thing and show different sides and perspectives of it on everywhere else. So it's not doing too much work. It's just strategically replacing it and creating content in the format that the platform really wants it in.
For sure. But it's keeping it simple in the sense of you're not doing 15 million different things. You're mm-hmm. taking one big piece of content and you're going to snowball it to, yeah, exactly, optimize every platform at the optimal, you know, fashion, whether that's video, post, reel, like you said, and just dominate there for. Yeah. Dang, you guys, it's not hard. It's not hard. She's giving you all the clues. There's no excuses at this point.
Really easy. It's really easy, to be honest with you. It's just a lot in when you think of it from a grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. But when you really break it down, it's like video. Okay, let me chop it into 15 seconds, 30 seconds. Let me take that. Let me take the audio. Let me put that somewhere. You know, what platform likes long form video? Let me put that there because maybe later down the line, I could be able to monetize it, or it could finally hit the views and the audience that it's truly for. You know, maybe this feature was best for that. But it's always concentrating on that main platform and that main piece of content. Because you think about it, we don't know influencers for saying, yo, that's the person from social media. They're saying, yo, that's the person from YouTube. That's the person from Instagram. That's the person from TikTok. Yo, I saw that article on LinkedIn. Like,
yeah,
they associated with one. So if you're trying to, you know, spread yourself out to all the platforms and you're not giving a different experience on all the platforms, you're not going to be known for anything in particular. And that's not really the goal of being online.
Oh, that's so incredible. And it's simple. It is simple, but it's one of those things that sometimes simple is still hard.
Yes.
You know, you still got to put in the thought, and you still got to put in the work. Like you said, you're watching, you know, how hashtags are rolling. You're testing and testing and testing. So it's not just put it up there and be like, I did it. You know, now it's not working, Nikki. Come on.
Right.
I think the underlying thing here is that as easy as it is, there's depth to the steps. There's strategy. There's time that's under, you know, behind the scenes, so much that people don't think about. And that's where, you know, if you want to do it yourself, hey, go for it. But if that's where, you know, a team or agency needs to support you, that's, you know, you'll know the needs of your business best. And that's huge. But your message has to get out there one way or another, you guys. So don't hesitate or hold yourself back on that. I would love to know when you actually started. I guess I haven't gone super far back on you, Nikki. For those that don't know you, when did you start this journey of sharing your message? Like how long have you been doing this?
I'll say a solid five years. I think so. I work with Eric Thomas, right? For those who don't know, number one motivational speaker in the world. Really great guy. I've been working with him for a bit. And when you do that, you always make the talent, you know, first, right? So there's a lot of behind the scenes people that are great people, but you never really know about them, the team or anything, because you're so concentrated on the talent, right? So yeah. E is always first for us. But what I realized is that as growing the brand of E, that there were a lot of people asking questions that he couldn't, right? And wanted to know more behind the scenes of building the brand and then the people who were involved. And sure. So I was like, yo, I gotta be that voice. Being my extrovert self, let me be the voice of showing, you know, what it really takes to build a brand like E's, right? And then it just transformed into something bigger as far as like, yo, just helping underdogs or people who are just starting how to create personal brands that they don't feel overwhelmed that they have to be an E. Right. So it's been like a 5-year journey with it. But these past like 2-3 years, really honing in on it has been amazing.
Well, you made him cry tears of joy.
Oh, I hear it. I hear it.
I've got Elliot in my arms, you guys. He's not feeling the moment. But I guess the next thing I would love to know, so I work closely with Dean Graziosi, amazing leader and mentor too for me. Wowza, dude.
Loves too.
You're the best. So with, you know, people like Dean Graziosi helping behind the scenes, it's one of those things. What is the most powerful thing that you've noticed being kind of that team player in communication? Communication is vital in every business, every brand. How do you make sure those standards are well kept?
So the great thing about like the two people that we work with is that communication is all we know, right? They speak for a living. So everything, I don't think I ever put so much emphasis on communicating until I was in these rooms and in these events, because I realized that the simple words, the simple like actions of just saying, yo, even affirmations like, yo, you know, you did good today. You know, yo, we need this to happen in this particular way. And we take certain words for granted or certain details for granted because we think everybody reads our minds, right? And so whether it's online, whether it's in person, a team or anything, like I've been, especially this past year, very big on communicating how I feel, what needs to be done, what is the exact message that I'm trying to portray? Because if we can't express it, how are we expecting other people to understand it? Now we're leaving people up for assumption. Like, and they get to craft what we feel, or they get to craft what we meant or what was supposed to happen. And we actually lose control of our own story and our own wants by leaving it up for assumption because we don't know how to communicate. So communication is huge.
Inside your head, share it out, get them inside your head to actually have that maximized. Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. I love hearing it from the top and from people on the inside, because it's one of those things, guys, this is what happens. It's not, Yeah, it's not hard, but it's one of those things you have to daily do it with your team, with your coworkers, with whoever, wherever you find yourself, in corporate, at home, with your spouse. Like, it's all across the board. People can't read your mind all the time. And you got to give them that opportunity to really dig inside and to be okay with it and to grow with people that way too. Cause that's where the ceiling is like shattered and the sky's the limit. That's the best. I would love for people to know, Nikki, a little bit more about what you got cooking on your podcast, what you're sharing there, because if they haven't listened, they're probably due to come and check it out.
Right. Right. So, the podcast is called Nikki and Moose, the podcast. Clearly I'm Nikki and I got my guy Mustafa, we call him Moose, but we do things a little bit different. So we look at like living legends. We may touch on some of the ones that have passed, but definitely living legends and not necessarily their career, but how they do things from a branding and business standpoint, like all their lessons that they have left, whether it's within interviews or things like that, books. We take in and we're like, okay, how did they grow their brand? How did they become this multimillionaire? Like, I don't care about necessarily the stats and how much they were on the charts, how many movies they sold, anything like that. Like, how did they become the person that they are, that we see them as a personal brand and not the character or the artist or anything like that? Because that's already highly documented. But there's lessons from each person that we can then take and craft for our own brand that people just kind of like over, like they don't really see it. They just get, yo, this person has all the cars, money, all that great stuff. But what can I do? So like we just went over like a Kobe, right? This past week.
Loved it.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. And it's for people that don't know Kobe, like you just felt like you got to know the guy. Like
it, and all we did was take his lessons and how can we flip it into our brand. So there was one thing where he was like, fear, we're going to unpack fear. And then we found out that it's just really our imagination. Right. And so I took that as like, so we get so fearful of putting ourselves out there on social media. We get so fearful of putting it there. But in all actuality, it's just us. And so we may have to unpack why we don't feel comfortable being out there as people when, you know, we have a whole circle of people who like us. Mm-hmm. So but when we get to maybe the masses, where's that fear coming from? So we, you know, broke that down. And so that podcast is just really taking lessons from celebrities and living legends and how can we apply it to our own brand?
Absolutely incredible. You guys, it's success leaves clues. People are, you know, incredible. And what they're doing is really just taking the time to analyze, to reflect and to implement. How incredible is that? You know, we always are like, where's the hack? Where's the secret? It's right. It's usually right within us. Like you said, we're the fear, we're the imagination. We're allowing those things to rule our decisions and our actions. And, you know, maybe that's the secret that people needed to hear today. It may be something that you've got, but it's not going to be shiny. It's not going to look amazing. It's probably going to look like hard work, sweat, tears, and growth, which absolutely is sometimes painful. But it is so worth it. And coming from a legend living here with us, Nikki has just been so incredible. Nikki, they can find you on Instagram. I know that. But are you on all the social media platforms?
I'm everywhere. Like, but I find me definitely for sure on Instagram at this is Nikki's NICKY with an S. And just follow Nikki and Moose everywhere as well. We out there.
Oh, that's so good. Well, I know you're going to get a bunch of people from this because you were absolutely fire. So Nikki, thanks so much for being on the podcast and we'll see you guys soon with another show. Thanks so much for tuning in.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.